Where else in the world can you spend 5 minutes and find out so many awesome things about an amazing arts community all in one little tidy package? But the Weekend Arts Roundup with Marianne Combs from NPR News. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning, Steve.
All right, what do we have here? What do we have here today?
We've got a lot going on. I like to sort of schedule your weekend, as it were. So I'm going to have you start tonight. Head over to the Walker Arts Center for the opening of Radical Presence, Black Performance and Contemporary Art. This is a groundbreaking exhibition. It's the first comprehensive survey of performance art by Black artists working from the perspective of the visual arts. So it's like looking at, you know, artists who are visual artists, but, you know, verging into the performance art or performance art overlapping with visual art from the 1960s to the present. I went and checked this out yesterday. Pretty amazing, amazing show. And what really strikes me about this show is that not only does it have documentation and video and, you know, photography and sculpture, that's all part of this performance art, but this is going to be a lively exhibition. There is going to be performance art happening in the studios this weekend. In the fall, they're going to have other performance artists who are, you know, whose work is there, come and sort of activate the spaces by performing in the galleries.
Cool.
So this is going to be a very dynamic space. And so tonight, as part of that, they're going to be playing The Last Trumpet, which is 4 18-foot-long brass horns built by the artist Terry Adkins. They're called acrophones. And they're going to be, he just unfortunately just recently passed, but other artists are going to activate and play them. That's going to be a piece to sort of celebrate the opening of the exhibition, playing these 18-foot-long horns that are amazing.
Like a fanfare.
Yeah,
cool.
It's beautiful. And then there's going to be a couple of other, there's another piece that's going to be performed by Maren Hassinger, which is, it's like all of these nylon stockings, and she wears them sort of as stretching, and she dances, they're sort of pinned to the wall, and she steps back and stretches, and it gives all these impressions of like shedding skins and the contours of the body. So it's this really interesting
really
performative
interesting.
Dance piece done sort of, you know, all pinned to the wall in a sort as a pulling
cool.
away from it.
Uh-huh.
So that's just part of what's going on. There are so many pieces that are each so interesting.
Did you say both of those pieces are for the opening tonight?
Yeah, these are both for the opening tonight, but then there's also going to be more on Saturday. So there's any other performance pieces that'll be going on Saturday. So you can check out the Walker website for the full schedule. But go tonight and see those 18-foot-long horns being played. I think that sounds really cool.
See that dance piece.
Exactly.
That sounds really cool.
And then speaking of Black performance art, we have our own performers in the Twin Cities who are amazing. And so this weekend, Harry Waters Jr., his son Jordan Waters, and then Kevin Chaos Moore, who's known for being a local rap artist, hip-hop artist. They have been working for 3 years on this project called AKA Fathers and Sons. And they're calling them performative conversations where they explore the difficulty of talking, you know, intergenerational conversations between fathers and sons, talking explicitly about sexuality, sexual identity, masculinity, all this, you know, the problems that face men talking to other men
sure.
about these issues in communities of color
yeah.
specifically. So they end up revealing these personal conversations and relationships, and they actually, the audience is invited to share stories and engage in the conversation with them. And so this is Friday and Saturday, the conversations are, it's from 6 to 8. And then on Sunday, I believe they have a 2 o'clock conversation. This takes place at Bedlam Lower Town in St. Paul. So really cool performative work that's really community-based, you know, building a dialogue at the same time as being a performance piece. So that's my sweet spot.
Right on.
Arts events right there.
Right. Synergy.
Exactly. And then this weekend is Flow, the cultural festival in the north side of Minneapolis. So you have all sorts of arts events going on around the North Side, including the Capri Theaters. The Capri Big Band will be playing at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Juxtaposition Arts Campus, you know, there'll be printing student-designed merchandise for sale. There's going to be Off the Top Chop Shop, C&J Barbers, which is also sort of a performance piece. They're a little vague about their description, so I understand there's going to be like hip hop and music, but it's going to be this interesting setup where there'll be a little window stage, And there will also be, you can like hang out, like it's, you're in the barbershop hanging out, talking to your friends about.
Do you like sit in a barber chair while this is happening?
I think so. That's
maybe
implied.
Okay.
So,
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's like, I'm always curious if I think if it's supposed to have that feel toward or if you actually do, okay. I'm still figuring that one out. But at any rate, that's going to be also at Flow this weekend in North Minneapolis.
Which you'll have to go and find out.
Tons. Yeah, exactly. Tons of stuff going on. And that's Saturday and Friday. And is there stuff on Sunday, too? I think it's mainly Friday and Saturday. So, yeah, just a really great community event. So all of this going on this weekend in the Twin Cities, all around, you know, Black performance art.
Tell you what.
A full weekend's worth of activities right there.
And, you know, that's the thing about the arts in the Twin Cities is that there's always so much going on any given weekend. You kind of have to find an angle about what's going on. And Marianne finds them every Thursday morning. You are a virtuoso at finding the angle of what's going on in the arts every given weekend, Marianne.
Well, and what's nice is you give something each day. I mean, if you were just rattling off 10 things going on tonight, it'd be hard to choose.
Yeah, no, you can fill your entire weekend this weekend with all this cool stuff.
As usual, thank you for providing us these great options. Thank you, Marianne.
My pleasure.
Marianne Combs writes the State of the Arts blog of NPRnews.org. She joins us Thursday mornings for the Weekend Arts Roundup.